How much do people know about what exactly their Medicare covers?
I would say that that's a tricky question to answer. Sometimes people think, you know, they go into a hospital, they get some kind of medical procedure, and they just assume, I have insurance coverage, it's going to get covered. Unfortunately, that's not always the case. When you go into a hospital, you might not have your stay covered depending on whether or not you're actually an inpatient in the hospital. Medicare Part A only covers inpatient stays. It's easy to assume if you're staying in a hospital room, you're in a hospital bed, that you are an inpatient. However, that's not always the case, unfortunately. Sometimes you're just put on observation status, and Medicare Part A does not cover that stay.
So you assume if you're in a bed, you're a patient, but if you're on a gurney in a hallway, you assume you don't know what you are.
Right, right. So, you know, it makes sense to assume that if you're staying in a hospital bed, you have a hospital room, you're an inpatient. Unfortunately, not correct.
What does that mean?
So what that means is if you go into a hospital and your level of care is determined to be lower than what an inpatient level of care would require, a hospital will first put you on observation status. Now, under New York law, and this is a relatively new law, so this problem is relatively new, but under New York law, when you do get put under observation status, you get a notice from the hospital. They are required to try to present it to you. And notice I said just try to. They don't even have to actually prove that they gave you the notice. They just have to notate that they've tried to. And what this notice says is you are on observation. You are not actually an inpatient. If you are relying on Medicare Part A to cover the stay, it will not cover the stay.
So you're the patient. You're lying on a gurney in a hallway, there is a drip coming into your arm, and you're somewhat out of it as a result of whatever happened initially or the medicine you're getting, but you're responsible for your bill?
Yes. And, you know, unfortunately, the standard of proof in order to show that you were not of sound mind or were not a proper person to receive that notice or that you didn't understand that notice is an extremely high standard. So it is really difficult to go back and try to say that it was improper notice because of your condition or whatever. We have seen some cases where patients with Alzheimer's or dementia have gotten the notices. And so we are trying to make those arguments, but it's a little bit unclear whether or not they'll be successful due to the fact that this is a newer problem.
Can you win if the patient is already diagnosed as of more limited mental capacity?
Yes, you can in some circumstances. Obviously, everything is case-by-case basis, and it would depend on your exact diagnosis and whether or not you were experiencing certain things or your condition was a certain way when you received the notice and were in the hospital.
Now, obviously, this seems to build upon itself. If mom is in the hospital for a week after a fall and the doctor says, I didn't say inpatient, mm-hmm. but in the hospital for a week, and the doctor says, you really can't go home. You need to go to rehab. Is the rehab covered?
So this is tricky as well. People think that the difference between observation or inpatient, it might be a small distinction that doesn't really matter much. However, unfortunately, it matters a lot. In order for Medicare Part A to cover subsequent inpatient rehab at a skilled nursing facility or a nursing home, you have to have a qualifying 3-day inpatient stay. So if you are in the hospital for a week, but only 2 of those days you were inpatient or you weren't actually inpatient at all, Medicare Part A will not cover your subsequent rehab, even though a doctor ordered it and it's medically necessary for you to receive.
So mom or dad or whomever gets a letter in the mail and it says, you owe us $200,000 payable next week. Does that happen?
That absolutely happens, unfortunately, yes. And that's when people end up coming to get help or coming to realize that there was a problem after they receive these giant bills and don't understand why their insurance isn't covering their stay.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, attorney Kelly Barrett has been here and we've been talking about the paperwork of healthcare. I'm Mike Desmond, WBFO News.